it would be stupid for me to put all the things that I know I should be doing on hold in hopes that this one thing will pop off. The likelihood of that is very small.
What's good, everybody? This is Marcus from Black Married Debt Free, and you are checking out our Quick Cast. Let's get it.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus from Black Married Debt Free, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Quick Cast, powered by Black Married Debt Free. Now, the Quick Cast is a midweek podcast that I, Marcus, as one half of Black Married Debt Free, I get to sit down and just kind of chop it up with you on the 1v1, you know, just one-on-one, just me and you without Shira. I get to talk about anything I want. I get to talk about things going on in pop culture, things going on in the economy, relationships. It doesn't matter. And so welcome to anyone who is joining for the first time. And for those of you that are part of the Black Married Debt Free family, we want to say thank you. We want to give you a special holiday thank you for, just really supporting us and being a part of the community. For those of you who don't know our story, Shira and I paid off six figures of debt in 2017, and we went from paying off debt to really pursuing financial independence, pursuing early retirement. And so now we contribute roughly 30-40% of our income to retirement in the stock market. And we also invest in out-of-state real estate. So we like to talk about all those sorts of things. And that's just a little backstory on Shira and I. We've been married 15 years. We have two kids, et cetera, et cetera. So we just want to thank you for taking this ride with us. We're learning from you. You're learning from us. Sometimes we bring on really dope guests. And so if this is something you think you like, then you need to join the community. You need to join the Black Married Debt Free family. We like to keep it real. We like to be, insert some humor, you know what I mean? But we're just really two regular people trying to do an extraordinary thing, or trying to do something that many aspire to do. And that's just simply to have our time back, to get our time back through financial independence, you know? And so that's what we talk about in a nutshell here on Black Married Debt Free platform. Now, I had wanted to come on today and really just talk about this whole Deion Sanders, Coach Prime thing. We were going to have a family meeting because for those of you who don't know, coach of Jackson State University, a historically black college, leaves the school after 2 years to pursue coaching on a bigger level at a Power 5 school, and a lot of folks in the community are upset with Coach Prime for doing that. I was going to come on here and defend him, you know, so that was going to be my take on it, because I think, you know, I think, one, he did a lot for HBCUs and particularly Jackson State. He put a lot of infrastructure in place for them going forward, and I think two things can be true. You can want to help your community, and you can also aspire for more. And I think that's all he's doing. But that was going to be a whole nother pod, a whole nother convo. Maybe we'll have that another day, that kind of survivor's remorse kind of thing that our community tries to pull on you. The crabs in a barrel thing, essentially. Maybe we'll get to that another time. But I was talking with Shira this morning, and we started talking about something that I definitely wanted to bring to you guys. Like I said, here on our platform, we like to keep it all the way 100 with you. And if you've listened to us for any length of time, you know that the life you want to live, whatever that is, if that's being more physically fit, that's being more financially fit, that's being more financially independent, if that's financial freedom, if that is just sheer generational wealth. I know that's kind of like a corny word now, but I feel like it's a bit overused. But if that's your goal, is wealth and setting your family up is your goal, we like to bring a reality to that, that to get to those goals is going to take daily sacrifices, daily steps to get there. And, you know, scouring the landscape of, you know, this whole financial education, financial literacy space, you know, you see a lot of things. And you know, me and Shire, we see a lot of different things that are alarming, but we see a lot of correlating threads in the financial literacy or financial influencer space, and also in other areas of folks' lives. And we want to address it, because I think for the overwhelming majority of people, they believe that something is coming to save them. They think that there is going to be a thing, an idea, a business, a person, some type of act of God that is going to catapult them to this goal, to the point where they don't think about putting in the daily work and the daily sacrifice. Because subconsciously, I feel that a lot of folks out there, and if this is you, say ouch. I think a lot of people out there subconsciously believe that there is going to be an idea, a person, an entity, a act of God that is going to do it for them. That's going to put them where they want to be. That's going to help them retire. That's going to help them, you know, insert any lofty goal. And I think that that is a huge problem. And I think it's being, I think that beast is being fed. And just take and I'll tell you why I think it's being fed, because it's sales. It's sales. What do you mean by that, Marcus? The manifest mentality, the mindset, you know, the Napoleon Hill, if you can believe it, it can happen mentality. While there are elements of it that I think are positive, I think it's doing more harm than good, because it's making folks think that you're one hack away, or you're one act of God away, or you're one miracle. There we go. You're one miracle, or you're one thing away from you getting to your goal. And what that does to the brain is that it's like this wish sandwich. It's like this hope. It's like this thing. And we've seen it in different religious institutions, where it's like it keeps you in this perpetual cycle of it's going to happen. Like don't put in the work, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I think a lot of times even that is very subconscious. I'll give you an example. You know, before we started getting active in and really getting involved in our finances and really getting involved in our, you know, retirement and what that looks like and how we're going to get there, I just thought it would take care of itself. It's that things will take care of itself mentality that I think is consistently being fed by social media, by different influencers, because that keeps you on the hook. It keeps you hoping. And so for me, before I really got, and me and Shire really got serious about, like, okay, this isn't something that's just going to happen by accident. We're going to have to do work to get to million, you know, millions of dollars, or how much, however much money one would need to retire. Like, that's not going to happen because of one act. Like, the likelihood of that is extremely small. But, you know, I think subconsciously you think, well, something's going to happen. Something's going to pop, right? I'm a musician. There's, for many years, for many would-be musicians, artists, creatives in general, you're always thinking, man, I'm going to be in a cafe and just insert record label is going to come in and they're going to want to sign me. Or I'm a musician, this artist is going to come and hear me play and they're just going to grab me and I'm going to be on the road with them and all my problems are over. It's like that manifest thing keeps you from putting in the work because you just think something's going to happen for me. And I think that that's a very dangerous place to be in because here's an example. I mean, for Shire and I, we literally save, and I think Shire said this on our last podcast, we save and invest until it hurts. Like, until you're like, wait, are we broke still? Like we do that. And it's not fun. It's not sexy. You can't really, sometimes you can't live the lifestyle that you think you should be living at this point in your life. You're making consistent daily and weekly sacrifices because you know it's going to take work for you to get to that number that you need to get to, right? Whatever that number is for you, that retirement number. And so some folks, so take us for instance. So if we had that, it's going to happen for us. It's going to be an act of God. Something's going to pop. One of our YouTube videos is going to take us to that level. Our podcast is going to blow. If we were hanging, I'm going to create this home-based business that's going to do it. If we were living with those hopes and those dreams and banking on those things, we wouldn't be saving as much as we do. We wouldn't be investing as much as we do because we would be like, yo, we could just use our money to really live the lifestyle we want and not invest it because something's gonna pop for us. You see how that is dangerous thinking? But it is my belief that most of us think that, even if it's a subconscious thing, even if we grew up in, for instance, if you grew up in a black church or church in general, you know, that's a, you know, that is a thread there as well, that, you know, belief in God and belief in a higher power, you know, and like really, your day to day is less important because the ultimate goal is, like, you know, the afterlife. That's for most religions. And while that is true, for some, it kind of turns off a switch in your brain to the point where you're not doing life. You're not doing the things that you should be doing here because you're so focused on, well, this is going to happen. You know what I mean? And I'm here to say that two things can be true. Maybe your business will pop off 5 years from now. Maybe that idea that you have, or that skill that you have, or that talent you have will one day manifest. But to do nothing until that day is very dangerous. Because that, you know, taking it away from religion now, that idea that you have, that idea that you think is $1 million idea, you're gonna put everything into that. You're gonna like sacrifice the work because you believe this thing is gonna happen 5-10 years from now. What if you get there and it never happens? and you had 5, 10, 15 years of nothing. You have nothing to show for those years because you were hoping and banking on getting the winning lottery ticket. That's very dangerous, and especially for us in our community. But what I want to highlight is that that ideology sells to keep you thinking that, man, you're one business idea, home-based business away, you're one YouTube video away, you're one Reels post away from having riches, and then you'll be set for life. That mentality is being sold to us by folks who are making money from selling that to us. And I think we need to really have a conversation about that, because it's not helping us. It's not going to help you in the end. I like to say that you can do both. You can be, you want to have backup plans in place. Like, yeah, I'm a musician. Like I said before, there's always this hope that, like, maybe one day this will blow. Maybe one day someone will see the gift God has given me, and maybe there's God has something for me down the road. But it would be stupid for me to put all of my all the things that I know I should be doing on hold in hopes that this one thing will pop off. The likelihood of that is very small. And so what happens is you get people where these things have happened to them, right? They posted one YouTube video and their YouTube blew up. These are outliers I'm talking about. They created a course and they made millions off that course, and now, you know, they're telling you you can do it too. Insert any story, but you have these outliers of folks that have done it, and these are fractions. These are glitches in the matrix, and we believe that because they can do it, and because it happened for them, it can and will happen for me. Because of that, I'm going to sacrifice the work because I got this thing that's going to pop for me. I'm here to tell you that you're playing a very, very dangerous game. So instead of doing that, do the daily and weekly work that it takes to get you to your goal. If your goal is $1 million or $2 million, you have to start working towards that now. You can't wait for someone to come and hand you a check for $2 million. Is it possible? Yes, anything is possible. Is it probable? No, it's not likely that someone's going to hand you a check for the exact amount that will allow you to retire and stop working. You have to do the work to get to that point. This is not going to sell a course. This message is not going to put me and Shire in spaces where some other financial influencers may be. This message is not sexy. It's not fun. And that's what me and Shire were kind of talking about today. We were just like, why don't people say this? And it's like, because this doesn't sell. What sells is me selling you hope, selling you a dream, because you will continue to come back until that dream happens. You will keep trying things until that you find that one thing that pops. And so I'm just here to share with you guys what was on my heart about that, because I think that's very dangerous for our community, the Black community, and so I want to make us aware of that. You know, don't get caught up in the I got this thing that's going to happen for me. Someone's going to rescue me, something, some act of God, something's going to pop. I'm going to create a business that's just going to just I'm going to be a, become a billionaire, because the likelihood of that is not high. And so do the work now so you won't regret it later. What is this? I think I heard shout out to JT. What is the 70-year-old you going to say about the 35-year-old you, the 40-year-old you, the 30-year-old you, the 25-year-old you? What is the 70-year-old you going to say about the current you? He's going to say, man, I appreciate you. Thank you for the sacrifices you made for all those years, for that 10-year stretch, that 15-year stretch, man. Thank you so much. Or is the 7-year-old you going to look at the current you and say, bro, what was you doing? What were you doing? Now I still have to work. Now I'm doing worse now because you thought this thing was going to pop off and it never happened. Think about that, y'all. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, please leave us a 5-star review. We truly appreciate it. That's all I got for this week's Quick Cast. I'm out. Peace.